Hey, just a little talk about just some of my thoughts really about training and bodybuilding. And obviously, a lot of people go to the gym, and not a lot of people look the way bodybuilders look, you know. And a lot of that's discipline, comes down to, you know, the eating and that side of it. But I think one of the biggest things is the mentality that you bring to the gym. I'm not one of those people that go, hey, you should go train and rock in wearing whatever and don't have to train. You know, like, I spend my entire day getting ready and I have rituals and routines throughout that whole day that get me to the point that I am when I hit the gym. So, you know, like, I'll eat my meals and my meals are all timed for this. And so, like, you know, if I decide I'm going to sleep in, then I'm in trouble because I've got to get another meal in and, you know, time it right in the gym. I don't want to get to the gym feeling bloated. You know, I want to make sure that, you know, things like I've got the right clothes for the right workouts that I'm doing, you know, just real little things like that play in your mind. So, you know, that's really what I do, get myself set up for the gym. And I think, you know, what I think sets me apart is, you know, like, I haven't got great genetics, but I'm trying to maximise what I've got. I guess, like my boy Ant says, can't choose your parents, you get what you get genetically, and you know, you make most of it. So, you know, I think the difference really is about the mental preparation and the mental approach in the gym. And, you know, there's certain people that, you know, are sort of revered the way they train, you know, like they train at another level than the average person. And I think those are the guys that, and girls, you know, certainly like Katie Mitchell and co, watching them train and, wow, next level intensity. And I think, you know, none of those people just walk into a set, you know, there's a whole routine and process to get to that set and to execute that set in a way that will benefit us the most in terms of our muscle growth and our progress while minimizing the amount of risk we have. So, you know, you can't just go berserk or crazy and smash shit out of weights because, you know, you're going to end up hurting something. But if you're progressively training and conditioning yourself for it, you know, you should be testing yourself every time you're in that gym. And, you know, like, I guess, fuck for me, you know, I look like a big teddy bear, really. I'm a pretty friendly guy, I smile a lot, and I'm a pretty cheerful sort of guy, but like any of the competitive bodybuilders and strongmen and powerlifters I've met across the way, the ones that are really good, you know, beneath that surface of that big, you know, friendly, fucking nice little guy and all the rest of it, there's some fucking deep, fucking seated, fucking anger, fucking stuff that we can bring up when we need it. So, you know, like, at a split second, we can turn that shit on and we fucking attack that weight while keeping our mind, keeping that form that keeps our muscles safe, and we destroy it and we give it everything we've got in that moment. And fuck, you know, you get through a workout of doing that on all your working sets and it's pretty mentally taxing, you know, and it fucking, you can't do it every day. And you can't do it on every exercise because on some exercises you know you're going to hurt yourself if you let yourself go to that place. And, you know, there are people out there that can fucking take themselves some pretty fucking dark places. And to watch them train, man, that level of intensity, fuck, the hairs come up on the back of my neck. I'm like, ah, fucking get it. So I'm going to get out there and train today. No holds barred, you know. Fuck, you'll see me how I train, no fucking editing. So, check it out. Not too much hype for that because, you know, you're just warming up. You don't want to go fucking crazy. It's about getting some blood in and getting that activation. So we're just real chilled on these for a first few and then we're getting some working stuff up. Yeah, so banged out 6 sets of activation exercises and now just going on to doing my kind of priming sets, I guess. You know, I still haven't even gone into the zone. I don't even really consider I'm training at this point. I'm just preparing the prep for the workout, you know, like preparing the muscles, making sure they're warm, getting good range of motion,
really working on the contraction, but just pumping blood, getting things warm, making the tendons warm up. Start going slightly heavier on my feeder sets, and then we hit some sets and just fucking fire up and see what the real deal is. Yeah, so we're done on feeders, and time to get into it. So I'm supersetting, buys and tries, going for an extra kilo on the top set I did last week on bridge curls, and I'm going to keep the same weight on my my skull crusher, cable skull crushers. I'm going to keep the same weight, but I want to get two more reps. I want to get 15 fucking reps on this one, and with better form. So, you know, looking for improvements on both sets, and my mind's still just sort of hovering. I'm about to fucking get it on and fucking do this shit. So, I'm good. That will fucking do it. And we smashed the same amount of reps, more reps, sorry, on the preacher curl with extra kilo. And on the extensions, going for more than 13, better form. I hit 16, so fucking good. But it's all up here, man. Just fucking dialing.
Back in the weight off on chemicals. I'm supposed to take the weight back and try and get a little bit better form, but still ain't no fucking hell. I'm just fucking getting some business, but
pretty rough that first set, but I clocked the stack on that motherfucker, and I'm gonna drop down quite significantly in my hammer curl and just get some form. You know, I felt a lot of leverage and stuff coming into that set, which wasn't ideal, but you know, I'll make a note of that in my logbook, man. I fucking checked it out. May drop the weight even more next week. Try and get a bit better movement, you know. You know, train the muscle, not the movement. Not the bodybuilder, yo. So drop down. Don't tend to get too fucking berserk for the next sets, but still pretty fucking intense because I'm still chasing numbers. I'm trying to perform, outperform the last fucking session in their logbook, so we'll get into it. Thank you. drag curls, some overhead extensions, some cables. Honestly, I did them. I'm not just fucking with you. I kind of got carried away listening to music and that, and fucking videoing. We had to do some weights. But finishing off, arms with some crucifix curls, and superseding with some overhead tricep, single tricep movement. But I guess I don't tend to get too ape shit on a bicep movement. It's only a little muscle, you know. So today, I've been semi-fired up in some sets, but, you know, if it was legs or, you know, back, doing some RDL and some of those pull movements, maybe a real heavy press, I'll be fucking ball to the wall ballistic firing up. But that's it, man. We've still got to beat numbers. So even though it's only a cable curl on a fucking little bicep, we're still fucking going to win. But we won't get too fucking nothing, because we want to keep the form nice and tight. Get a real good contraction. We're finishing up last exercise, so really blow some blood through, but still chasing numbers, so we hit hard anyway, but not too crazy. It's a workout done now, you know. Pretty good workout, pretty fired up in some of those sets for a little body part, you know. And got some good achievements, you know. I ticked off some positives, heavier weights, more reps, better form. Some cases, some worse form, man, but you know, I noted it down in my logbook, you know. So I think that's the difference, you know. I looked around for a spot at one point and went, guy playing on his phone, swiping left, man, maybe, I don't know, whatever. But, you know, not hidden on the game, you know. And look, if you want to play on your phone, that's fine, cool, and you're happy, you have a great time. And even if you do that and you're a serious bodybuilder, that's okay. But when it's time for your set, man, you switch that shit on right then and there. But that's it. The rest of the time, we leave all that nasty stuff in the gym, and we get out there and we smile and be friendly people to everyone, because we're pretty scary, intimidating-looking guys at times. But, you know. So it was a great workout, guys, and thanks for following us. And hope you have a really great Easter weekend. Take care out there.